Interview and Job Search Strategies at Work, episode 24. So I just got done with an interview. It was a project manager interview. Pretty good, I guess, I assume. At any rate, so one of the questions they asked me was, so why do you want to be a program manager, right? And I said, well, I don't view it as how I view program management is more of a leadership role, a program, you're leading the program versus managing the program. So I rely on my fellow people to give me the best possible solution to succeed, or the best possible knowledge to succeed, because I work for them. They don't work for me. That's how it works. And I told them basically, and I also told them exactly the same information I talked about on episode 18, exactly the same thing. And the other thing I mentioned was this, because they asked, how would you, deal with an employee or a bad apple, basically, right? Maybe the company's not right for that person. Who knows? So I gave them a scenario like this, and it went like this. It said, you're in a meeting room, and it's critical that everybody in the meeting room gives you their input so that you can make a decision, just like any other company, really. And it's a way forward, because after all, they're going to be one doing the work. It's not going to be me doing the work. It'll be them doing the work. So they have to believe it. They have to buy into the solution that they're giving, right? And after the fact, so everybody, provides their input, right? Except like one or two persons. But there's always one person, usually, not always, but in this case, there's one person that isn't agree with it. So what they do is they try to undermine you by chitter chatter, or talking to other employees, about the solution that they have, but they didn't actually say anything during the meeting. And the only way you're going to hear that type of conversation happen between coworkers is that if you trust your coworkers and they feel that they trust you, and an open conversation type, meaning you just have someone just freely volunteers this information to you. So what you can do in that case is you call another meeting, or you just maybe email everyone, and you just make sure that, okay, this is the direction we're going to go. Okay, so who wants to do what? Who's tasked to what? Maybe it's an email, maybe you have a follow-up meeting to it. And you just make sure everybody in the office knows that this is their task. This is their portion of the solution you're doing. Because if you don't, there's no that chitter chatter, that let's do it a different way. That's going to creep its way in, to the minds of the people you work for, meaning the people you lead, right? And it could undermine, just your authority real quick, really quick. And so just, you want to make, I told him, I said, it's very clear that everybody knows what they're doing and why they're doing it. The reason you do that, here's the reason you do that. So that person that wanted to do it had a different plan or had a different approach. By tasking them, or giving them a specific task, or assigning a task to them, it gives them ownership of it. So a lot of times, you think it's a problem, meaning, you're a leader or whatever, and you think, oh, this person's undermining authority, which may be the case. But a lot of times they just want their own brand on it. They want to know, like, hey, can I just put my own name on this? I want it to be mine. I want to give my own personality to it, and if that's not the case, then of course you're going to approach it a different way, but, most likely that's the cause. That person just wants to have, I want it to be mine. I've worked for this company so long, and, you're a new person here, you're a new leader, and I may have gotten past a promotion, or I wanted to be a leader, but I didn't say anything. So now you're a leader, you're PM and program manager. But I want to, you know, I want to have my name on it, you know. So what you're doing is you're giving that person they're getting the feeling like, wow, you're giving me like my own like project, basically, you know, my own little task to do. It's how I want to do it. Wow, I'm not being told what to do. I'm actually, you're giving me leeway to do it. Like, wow. You know, job is a job, right? And, you know, if they're not doing a good job, you have a good team and you believe in your team and trust your team's going to troubleshoot, or whatever the term is, the other coworkers. You know, if you have open and fair and trustworthy team and they trust you and you trust them, they're gonna discipline their own, basically. They're gonna make sure that person, you know, they're gonna talk to that person, hey, listen, this person's not doing, you know, the leader here, the PM's not, he's not trying to undermine everybody. He's just trying to make it, he or she's trying to make it better, you know? We're trying to work as a team. And by you giving them leeway, the team, to do it kind of their own way a little bit, you know? And, of course, you just, all you have to do is just take the project or whatever you're doing and just cut up in little pieces and hand it to them. Of course, you're responsible, right, as a program manager for getting it done. That's 100% on that deal. If it fails, then, okay, you fail, right? But that's just how it is, right? But by you breaking it up and then giving it to other people who they feel ownership of it, wow, I feel ownership, wow. It's going to reap benefits for you, 100%. And that's the message you're really trying to convey at the interview. So the other thing, when I did talk to him about transitioning the company, you know, my team, basically, who I'd be managing, leading, basically, into remote work, their eyebrows kind of, like, went up a little bit, like, or, you know, like, okay, whatever. You know, I don't think these companies understand that people don't want to work in the office, man. And if you own a company, you have, if somebody works from home, right, you have all that square footage in their house that you can account for. You can scale that work from home space really quickly if needed, meaning give them a laptop, give them a desktop. You can even, you know, I think it's going to happen in the future is you're going to see companies start to sell these, they're almost like partitions, basically, for work from home. They're going to call them work from home partitions. You can put them up in your house, and they provide somewhat of a sound barrier for you, you know, when you're working from home, so that you can, you know, have office calls or whatever. I really think that's coming, truth be told, I really do. You know, versus like you're in a company and, you know, you're, I don't know, let's say, gosh, $5,000 a month for the rental of the property. And it holds, I don't know, 50 people, something like that. So that's 50 people in the office 5 days a week, right? Means I have to, every individual person has to get up, go to the office, wake up at 6 or 7 or whatever the time. They go to office, they work. You have power, you have to pay for. You have internet, you have to pay for. Well, that's nominal because you can just break it up if you want to. You know, if they're at their home, you don't have to pay for internet. You just have to make sure that they have a VPN. So you have a VPN installed in your company network. Of course, I didn't tell them all this stuff. You know, I didn't want them. I mean, meaning the I didn't tell them like the. You know, I didn't break it down for them in that regard. I just mentioned to them that I want to take the team and move them and transition them to work from home. That's as far as I went with that, really. But, you know, if you're a company, and you can see the value in it, really, you can. You know, when you start a company, you don't have to have a building, you know? you can do with a UPS store box or a PO box. That's an address. And you can work from home. You have your... Matter of fact, I'm gonna do a podcast about that, actually. I'm going to do a podcast about actually just explaining how you can have a company for super cheap and it's legit. Yeah. So, okay, this wraps up this podcast. Thanks, everybody, for viewing this, and have a great day.